And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, August 24th, 2013. It's the baptismal day of poet Robert Herrick, who worked as a goldsmith, went to college, and lived in the English countryside, where he stayed for many years and wrote much of his poetry, mostly lyric poems about seducing women and taking advantage of your youth. But in fact, he never married, and most of the women in his poems were probably imaginary. His poetry was distributed among friends and eventually reached people in higher places, making Herrick known throughout England. He is best known for his poem, To the Virgins, To Make Much of Time, and the lines, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying. In this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying." It's the birthday of novelist A.S. Byatt, born in Sheffield, England in 1936. She was a shy girl growing up in a literary family. She said she didn't speak to anyone voluntarily until she was 16. She went to a Quaker boarding school, and in order to be alone, she made a secret workplace for herself in the school's boiler room, where she could read and write by the light of the fire. For 25 years, she worked as a teacher and a mother and wrote several novels on the side, none of which sold well. Finally, when she was 48 years old, she quit her job and devoted herself to writing, and the result was Possession, about a pair of literary critics who fall in love as they uncover the story of two Victorian poets who fell in love more than 100 years in the past. In order to write the book, she composed dozens of poems in the Victorian style by each of the two Victorian lovers. Possession won the Booker Prize and became a bestseller in both Great Britain and the United States. And it's the birthday of short story writer and poet Jorge Luis Borges, born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in 1899. After studying in Europe, he moved back to Argentina and got a job at a small municipal library, eventually working his way up to director of the National Library of Buenos Aires. He was able to complete his library work in 1 hour every morning, and he spent the rest of the day wandering the stacks, reading, writing. It was there that he began to write the short stories for which he is remembered. Instead of writing an actual novel, Borges said he preferred to write short stories about imaginary novels and other hypothetical possibilities. One of his first stories, Pierre Menard, is about a man who wrote Don Quixote word for word without knowing it. His stories were collected in books such as Garden of Forking Paths and Ficciones. And here's a poem by John Ashbery entitled Myrtle. How funny your name would be if you could follow it back to where the first person thought of saying it, naming himself that, or maybe some other person's thought of it and named that person. It would be like following a river to its source, which would be impossible. Rivers have no source. They just automatically appear at a place where they get wider, and soon a real river comes along with fish and debris, regal as you please, and someone has already given it a name, Saint Benno. Saints are popular for this purpose. Or some other name, the name of his long-lost girlfriend, who comes at long last to impersonate that river on a stage, her voice clanking like its bed, her clothing of sand and pasted paper, a piece of real technology, while all along she is thinking, I can do what I want to do, but I want to stay here. Myrtle, a poem by John Ashbery from his collection Notes from the Air, published by Echo, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.